a new year is upon us, and I think this is the year where it's time for kids.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
They're decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, with stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
What's going on? It's Doc, and I want to welcome you to another solo edition of the Oddcast. And let me say this up front. If you've been around here long enough, you know darn well that when I say it's time for kids, there ain't no baby making happening around here. Not even close. I'll get into what all that means a little bit later. But first off, I kind of want to do a little bit of reflection on 2023 because I had some goals that I had set for myself in 2023. Nothing crazy, just a very casual list of things that I was hoping to accomplish last year. If you don't know, every year for the last several years, I have created a vision board for myself where I just list, I have various things that I would like to get accomplished in any given year. And the really interesting thing in going about all this is the understanding that not all goals are equal and not all goals are necessarily attainable in the time frame that I think that they should be. I think sometimes people get too fixated on simply trying to accomplish things by a certain date, and that may be fine in some cases, but for the case of these goals for me, they serve a purpose beyond me needing to check off a box, if that makes sense. I mean, 2023 was a busy and productive year for me, but if you're looking at my success, so to speak, based on my list of 8 goals that I had and whether or not I completed them, I only actually completed 2 things on the list. And there were multiple that I did not complete. And then there's others that there is no moment of, oh, this is done, I can check it off the list and go on to the next thing. It's one of those things you establish and then maintain it going forward. So here's the 2 things that I did accomplish in 2023. And this first one sounds kind of corny, but hear me out. It's pretty important. So I had a long list of video. I kind of like how people have a long list of books that they have but have never completed. That's been me with video games over the course of my life. And last year, I made it a purpose to finally finish several games that I have had for a very long time. When I say a long time, I'm talking over 20 years. One of them, Final Fantasy VIII. I've had multiple copies of that game for over 20 years now. And I would always get to a certain point in the game and then get distracted because you can fly around. You can just basically fly around the entire map and go do all sorts of side quests and stuff. And I would always get so invested in that I would never actually finish the game. But I finally finished the game last year. And then several other games for the original Nintendo. I'm talking the original Double Dragon, game called Gauntlet, and then another one called Dragon Spirit. These are games that I've had since I was like 5 or 6. So it's been 35-ish years of me saying, yeah, I need to finish those. I'll get to those eventually. Well, all 3 were a pain in the ass, and I finally beat them. And for me, it was wonderful beating all of these games because the thing for me is we all do this, right? We all do this thing of I want to do this thing, I'm going to do this thing, and then we literally never get to it. And I wanted to prove to myself that sometimes it doesn't matter how much time has passed. Sometimes you can still do the thing. The other goal I accomplished in 2023 was finally getting my first softball ring. And as a matter of fact, I ended up winning 2 of them last year. I'm fairly new to tournament level softball. And every time you turn around, people are posting their pictures on social. You know, on a Saturday evening, it's going to come down to seeing people post that they've won a softball tournament here. They've won rings here. They've won shirts, bats, posting their victory poses and all that stuff. And I'm someone in my tournament softball life so far, I've run into a lot of bad luck in terms of not winning tournaments. And trust me, I've played on a lot of good teams, but for some reason, we just keep falling short of the goal. Like I played my last tournament a couple of weeks ago and we coasted. When I say we coasted, we were beating the daylights out of the teams all day. And we coasted to the championship game. And what happened? We got our asses whooped. We got mercy ruled in 3 innings. Beat down by over 20 runs. You know, the number of second and third place finishes I've had over the last 2 years has just been insane. And when you're getting second and third place pretty consistently, that's a good thing by the way. Not to sound ungrateful. Tournament ball can be really difficult, but boy, would it feel good to actually win it all every once in a while. And thankfully, I was able to do that a couple of times this year. I'll finish updating you on the rest of 2023 and then look to 2024's goals coming up next here on the Oddcast.
We're very excited about Bob and Sherry Premium. There's so much content. You get classic chat room calls, your best of CDs, behind the scene photos and videos, and it only costs $4.99 a month. Go to bobandsherry.com/premium.
So here's a list of the things from my 2023 goals that I did not complete. It's such a shame, really. I had a list of books that I was going to read. And with all of these books that I was trying to read, I was waiting until the back end of 2023 because I thought that the back end of the year was going to be a little bit easier than what it actually ended up being. The problem was insanity kicked in, and not bad insanity, just being extremely busy from about July all the way up until now. And that ate up any time that I was looking to dedicate to getting all these books read. And of course, listen to me making all these excuses because I follow this girl. She's awesome. And this year, she decided one of her goals was she was going to do a challenge where you read 40 books in a year. And she hit her goal just before the end of 2023. So this is something I got to think about and probably retool in a way because I have, and you'll see this with one of my other goals when I talk about that next, I have pretty intense anxiety when it comes to time. Like I suffer from extreme revenge bedtime procrastination. There's just always this feeling of there's never enough time to do anything. And I remember when I was younger, time seemed to drag along really slowly. I'm like, man, I wish time would hurry up. I wish the weekend would get here. I wish random Tuesday would get here so we could do this thing. But now, even on work days, the work days just move by so quickly. I will get up, I'm ready to work, I will blink, and then the day is halfway over. And then I will blink again. Oh, the workday is basically over now. And then I'll blink again. And oh, it's time to go to bed. So there's this never-ending feeling of time spiraling out of control to where I feel like I'm locked into just doing the basics to get from point A to point B of just living life. The literal bare minimum of waking up, doing your job, doing a couple other things, and then going to bed. I think switching over to audiobooks is going to be the play. Because it gives me more opportunities to even just incorporate it into life as I'm doing other things. But yeah, we'll see. And still continuing with the whole theme of me and time and there not being enough of it, that also leads to another goal that I did not complete, which was my goal of cooking regularly. I'm somebody who rarely cooks, and it's not because I'm afraid to do it. It's once again a matter of time and the fact that there are mental habits that are locked in, that are absolutely hammered into my brain that I'm trying to deconstruct. For some reason, my brain thinks it's easier to drive 20, 25 minutes round trip to go get takeout when you could literally cook a whole ass meal in that same amount of time and never leave your house. You know, working in radio for so long puts you in really weird working schedules and working habits. And for the longest time, I worked in radio in the afternoons. And that meant I would sleep in the mornings. I'm not the type who's going to wake up 2-3 hours before it's time to go to work and sit there and, you know, enjoy the silence and drink coffee and meditate and do all that. No, that's not me, man. I'm waking up like 15 minutes before I need to leave. And then I'm leaving and I'm going to work and then I'm coming home. And sometimes, especially when I had softball is a massive part of my life. I'm going to work and then I'm going to softball after that, right after work. And then most days I'm not getting home until somewhere between the hours of 9 and 11 o'clock at night. So I ignored the habit of getting into the kitchen and actually cooking meals for a very long time. And it's a really difficult habit to break. And now I feel like I've officially reached an age where I need to start taking the health a lot seriously because I've had generally good health over the course of my lifetime, but that's not going to last forever. I had a couple of home projects that I was thinking about doing in 2023. I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to get to them, and I did not get to them. Just a little bit too burnt out to get them done, and that's okay. And the last thing I want to talk about from 2023, this goal was kind of silly, trying to grow out a mustache. I'm jealous of you mother bleepers out here who can just grow facial hair at will. I cannot. I just want an old school Burt Reynolds-ish mustache, please. I was growing it out and it was, it's a hot mess. It is just a hot mess. That's the easiest way to explain it. I kept it going for almost the entire year, and then near the end of 2023, I actually shaved it off. And now I'm just starting it again to see what happens if you just keep shaving it, and then whether or not it's going to grow any better or faster or anything. And now it's time to look at 2024. And the theme for 2024 is kids, not children. I'm talking about KIDS. Keep it damn simple. And I hope you join me in keeping it damn simple in 2024 too. Have you ever sat down and done some self-reflection and come to the realization that sometimes you are the biggest obstacle in your own way and that you're just making your own life difficult for no reason whatsoever? You and I, we are working on that in 2024, working on making life simple, working on protecting our inner peace a lot more, working on working smarter and not harder. American culture has bamboozled us into believing that we need to grind ourselves into dust in order to have any value in society. That how much you sacrifice of your time, of your life, of your health and well-being, just for the title of being told that you're a hard worker, is what dictates whether or not you're a decent human being. Nah, man, we're not falling for that in 2024. We're not going to martyr ourselves just to martyr, just for the sake of doing so. And when I say keep it damn simple, it's exactly that. We're looking for the most simple, straightforward solution to whatever thing that we're having to deal with in our life. And there's many times where the solution is simple, but we're just afraid to do it. A really good example of this, keeping it simple for me in 2024, is me figuring out how to make my time more efficient. I need to have more efficient systems in place to do other things, like, you know, the things on my 2024 goals list. And the list of goals this year is shorter. I'm doing a do-over for some of the ones that didn't really pan out last year. I've already mentioned the book thing. Probably going to make the move to audiobooks to figure it out. Cooking, already made moves there. I ended up buying a crock pot over the Christmas holiday, and I've already created a meal with that. I can already tell that I need to go ahead and tell my future self, if I go back and listen to this one day, whatever you're planning on cooking, however much seasoning you think you need or how much seasoning the recipe tells you need to add more than that, my boy. The home projects didn't get anything done in 2023, basically took that year off. 2024 is going to be a different story. There are two projects I'm looking to do. One, I need to redo the bathroom and then also clean out this garage that I've had that I've not even looked in it, really. Not done anything with it just because there's just so much stuff that is in there that was left from the previous owners that I'm going to have to get one of those gigantic dumpsters so that I can dump everything out and then make it look somewhat presentable. And for the bathroom, so Sherry was here at my house when we were doing that tree lighting happy hour. And she asked me if I was keeping the green color that's in the bathroom. And I said, no, because I think it looks kind of weird. Like, it's literally green, the color of a green screen. My bathroom is the color of a green screen. And whoever painted it, it looked like they did it in a rush. So yeah, got to figure out a color for that. Probably also need to figure out how to replace the sink, which means I'm going to flood my house, trying to figure out how to do that. And I'm sure that all those tools that I spent God knows how much money on, they're excited to get used for once. A new thing that I'm adding to the list this year is TV watching, because I'm somebody who does not really watch all that much TV. And over the last 2 years, I've been unintentionally going down a very dark rabbit hole with crime dramas. In 2022, I ended up watching Breaking Bad. That was, of course, awesome. Last year, I just randomly discovered this show called Power. It is freaking awesome. It's on the Starz Network, and it's not for the weak. Trust me, it's not for the weak. It's an urban crime drama, so it's tons of violence, tons of drugs, nakedness, and sex scenes galore. But if you like a crime drama about drug dealers and their associates making chess moves against each other and themselves, Power is for you. So the series is over. The main Power show is over. It ended in like 2020. But apparently the show was so popular that they created 3 spinoff series that are still airing episodes to this day. And I'm currently in the middle of watching those spinoffs. So when I get finished with that, I feel like it's finally time for me to get into the one show that everybody else on the Bob and Sherry Show has probably watched, and it's, I think it's all their favorite TV show, The Sopranos. 2024 is going to be the year where I tune in to watch The Sopranos. I have zero let me explain to y'all that I have zero concept about The Sopranos and what it is. I do know about the very last scene of the series because everyone was talking about it online when it happened. But outside of that, I've never seen a single scene from The Sopranos. Outside of knowing Tony Soprano's name and what he looks like, I know nothing about him, and I know nothing about any of the characters who are involved with the show. I don't know how I've gone so long without knowing anything about The Sopranos, but I'm pretty excited about finally watching it. And finally, last goal, the mustache is back. Can your boy just look like he's 40 for once in his life? It's like I have three patches of hair above my lip. I need the gaps to get filled in, and we're good. That tingling I'm feeling in my throat is telling me that I've hit my daily limit of talking, so that's going to do it for this episode of The Oddcast. Do not forget, K-I-D-S, we are keeping it damn simple in 2024. Think about it this way. You're at point A, and you're trying to get to point C. There's no reason to be dealing with the BS in between. We drop episodes of The Oddcast on Mondays and Talking Lamar on Fridays. And for all of your Bob and Sherry needs, Tony Garcia said that you need to go to bobandsherry.com. Thanks for listening to me ramble, and we'll catch you next time on The Oddcast.
Thank you so much for listening to The Oddcast, Talking Lamar and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.